satisfied. And Sigmar has entrusted it to me. The vanguard is a seamless wall of shield-bearing liberators, numberless ranks of heroes marching towards me in perfect unison. Then come the retinues of paladins, striding Goliaths that dwarf even the liberators, clad in blessed, god-wrought suits of armor. Some carry great two-handed hammers that look like they could topple city walls, while others wield pole arms, long, gleaming glaives with lightning in their blades. In their rearguard are my divine archers, hundreds of judicators, moving with the same precision as the rest of the army, readying their shimmering bows. High above, riding the thunderheads, are our winged guardians, the prosecutors, radiant, inviolable, and more dangerous than the lightning. I almost laugh. Stormcast Eternals, the God King's unbreakable fist. Removed from the golden halls of Azir, we shine all the brighter. I turn back to the bridge and see the sky for the first time. It's almost entirely obscured by rock. A vast sphere of smouldering ore, hundreds of miles in diameter, hangs directly over our heads. Such a star-burnt hulk can only be a moon.